This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Finish your year with your dream kitchen with help from Menards. Clearview Cabinetry offers a selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft close doors and drawers and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Clearview Cabinets and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. What else can we talk about, guys?
Who's the hottest Rumble Pack?
Verse me right now in Pokemon Showdown.
Okay.
He's a piece of sushi killing me.
This guy's
a piece of sushi. Bramble Gas is going into my hear me out.
Okay, but actually though, like we are leaving YouTube, so yeah, we should probably talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
But also, it's a trio episode. There's only three of us.
Real.
It's kind of sad making a joke that we are all like retiring and leaving YouTube and there's literally only three of us today. It kind of makes it feel more real in a sense, but that's fine.
Oh, we're man. So Bundan, how about you, you start? Like it kind of explained why we are not leaving YouTube. That was a little bit of a bait. Get f***ed. But we are moving to a different platform, kind of.
Yeah, so... Some of you may know, some of you might not know, but recently, like, Pear, me, and Bam have started streaming on Twitch. And we've moved over. We used to do YouTube streams, but we're kind of mixing a bit of both. I don't know about you, Pear. I feel like you're doing more Twitch than YouTube now. Tell me if I'm wrong or not.
Yeah, you're right. I'm not doing as much multi-stream as you, but I'll talk about that later about multi-streams.
Yeah. Anyway, it's because mainly Twitch is just a better place to do streams. It has a better chat experience. And also there's more variety. Like for example, some things with like YouTube streaming, you can only stream for like 12 hours. And like, I know these two aren't going to be streaming for longer than that, but like if I want to do a stream marathon, if we want to do a Rumble Pack stream marathon. Yeah, it's good that we can go live for over 12 hours. So yeah, that's why we decided to do the move to Twitch. And it's also just a new place to kind of get, I guess, different fans in a way. How would you explain it?
Okay, so Twitch, actually, another reason, this wasn't even on the plate, but Twitch just added this feature where we can combine, like, chats and viewer counts with other people.
It's so fun.
And
I love doing
with Rumble Pack, that's low-key broken if we combine, like, six people. Actually, I don't know if there's a limit, but, like...
I don't think there is.
Let's say, hypothetically, hint, hint, if Rumble Pack was to do a subathon on all of our channels, you know, we could have like 20,000 viewers if we combined everyone's, you know?
Yeah. Another thing we could do outside of like that as a really cool big idea that hint, hint, we might do. We could even do a Rumble Pack live episode on Twitch. We would upload to YouTube still, of course, but we could have everyone's point of view. So if we're all hint, hint playing Melee, doing a podcast,
oh yeah, dude.
We could have everyone's point of view.
I was going to say, like, I've personally... Okay, so there's definitely upsides and downsides to each platform. I would say the big downside with Twitch... So YouTube, the only thing I think it has is the viewing experience is better. And on Twitch, the chatting experience is better, right? Like, everyone knows YouTube does ads better than Twitch. Twitch ads are dog.
Mm-hmm.
And also, on YouTube, you can rewind if you miss something. You can't do that on Twitch. So it's not like... Twitch is the perfect platform. We realize there are like perks that YouTube has. That's why some of us are going to multi-stream. And I'm also considering multi-streaming too, where like we do YouTube and Twitch.
Yeah, did you guys see recently the Moist Critical? I know Pear has. Have you seen it, Ben? The Moist Critical AdSense reveal on his, yeah, on his YouTube streams and his Twitch streams. Have you
not,
seen that?
I have not seen it.
Okay, wait. So he got like 4 million views, I think, on a VOD of him just playing Starfield. Keep in mind, like, no meta idea, just regular playing. Guess how much he made?
$5,000.
No, you're not even close, what? Dude. 80K.
There's no way.
Yeah.
AdSense, I swear.
So people who don't know what that is, like the ads YouTube like services, you obviously get paid. He made $80,000 from his live stream VOD from you guys right now watching the ads. The natural YouTube ads.
Dude, there's a reason that guy can afford an esports team. My lord. That's insane.
Yeah. But like, the main part of the video, though, outside of just showing how much money he made on YouTube, was talking about multi-streaming and talking about like him doing Twitch streams at the same time as YouTube streams. Mm. And he's saying, you know, financially, though, when a YouTube stream is live, you actually make less money versus like a Twitch stream when it's live.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
also, it's like he was also saying, like, just Twitch is just a better place to be live, whereas YouTube is a better place for like a VOD to sit there for people to catch back up and like catch up on the stream they missed.
Mm.
It's a better experience. Whereas Twitch VODs suck, bro. I don't know anyone who watches Twitch VODs.
Yeah. Like, okay, let's be real though. Like, okay, we aren't doing this because of Moist Critical. We already knew this, but it's good to have, like, he brought it to a wider audience, so now more people probably will understand, like, why we're doing this. I will also say, YouTube does have something else that is an advantage, and that's being able to stream to the Shorts feed.
Mm.
And you can bring people over to your Twitch, which is going to make you more money and grow your community more than a Shorts feed stream, I think.
Yeah, and I feel like there's a lot of people who would know us from Shorts, and will like see us live on the Shorts feed and be like, wait, they live stream? You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, where they wouldn't really see that if it were like horizontal streaming, because it's like not getting put into a feed. It's just kind of being like, oh, you're live. How do people even find YouTube live streams outside of like being subscribed?
I don't know how it works. I'm going to be straight up honest, because like I know Redukin's farms, dude. And like I get more views and subs than him. So I think there really is like, he has mastered the meta of like short streaming. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like something that's important is like how long they're watching you play your little short stream.
Yeah. Bam, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
How have you been finding streaming recently? Because I feel like what's happened is it was probably like Pear first doing the multi-streaming and the Twitch streaming.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was kind of inspired. And obviously we've all been streaming for a while, but yeah, Bam's recently gotten back into it. Like, how have you been feeling with streaming?
I love Bam. Streaming. I'm just a yapper through and through. And yeah. I can just yap nonstop and people are there yapping with me. It's good. I love it. So I'm going to be streaming a bunch more.
Because you used to stream all the time too, right? Like we all did. We all used to stream back in the day before we were YouTubers.
Yes.
Dude, we should give the people at home some... What was it? Okay, maybe Bam, you start because we're already talking about your streaming. Mm. Like, what kind of content did you use to stream?
A lot of Call of Duty Zombies.
Back in the day, before YouTube.
Mm. A lot of Call of Duty Zombies. That was pretty much it. Just zombies and yapping still, just to less people.
Like, were you doing any, like, challenge or anything?
No. I was just playing zombies.
Yeah,
just playing the game. Very casual.
How long did you do that for? And when did you quit? And why did you quit?
I don't remember. I think I quit when, like, I actually started doing, like, numbers on YouTube, like, on my shorts. Because I was like, I'm going to put a bunch of time into this. This is what I want to focus on.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I just didn't really have time for streams because I was so locked in on shorts. And so and that paid off. And now that I have, like, editors and more time, it's good to get back into streaming, which is nice.
And do you know what? Still do you know what's funny, Bam?
Mm-hmm.
Bam, you went from you're doing streams at the start, then to shorts, then you scrapped both of those, grinded long form content, and now you're back doing. I know you recently posted a short; it popped off.
Yeah,
you're obviously still doing your long forms, grinding those, and now you're streaming. Now you're doing all of it together again.
That's awesome.
Funny that like journey.
It's fun. It's chaotic, but. Dude, I have never in my life worked with editors up until like a few weeks ago. And oh my God, yeah. My eyes have been opened. It is...
Editors are awesome, man. Like, they just let you do more.
Yeah.
What have you found? Because people who don't know, Bam used to... Well, started off as an editor, actually.
Yeah.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this... is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Other YouTubers, how have you been finding it being the boss man now?
It's good because I have that background. It's like I know all the words and I can describe and show exactly what I want. Like for my editors right now, I've made like a little video for my editors going through my exact editing process, like step by step. And it's like 40 mm-hmm. minutes long or something. It's really in depth. But everyone I've shown Holy that to shit. Is like really like the fact that exists for working on my content. So
is it like, sorry to clarify, is it like this is ever like you editing an actual video?
Yeah,
or is it just
it's
this is the guide?
No, yeah, it's like I'm editing a portion of a video that should be up by the time this podcast is up. It's my behemoth video. it's just me editing like the intro and like another bit from it, and it's like all the advanced stuff.
Got you.
So it's been really fun. Just seeing what people make.
Right, give us the lore, dude. Stop beating me in Smash and tell us about your Twitch story.
All right, so this is what happened. So I actually, speaking of Smash, that's where I first started. Well, actually, okay. So I started streaming, I think, the latest out of everyone. Or at least I started my content creation, the journey, the latest out of everyone. 2020 is when I first started. Final Fantasy VII Remake came out, and I was like, you know what, dude? Like, my graduation just got canceled because of COVID. Like, I don't get... Like, let me just stream this. I got one viewer, and it was hacked. My IRL best friend. And but dude, yeah, I was like, this is kind of fun, you know. I can commentate. I even tried I was actually being funny. Like, I tried posting like clips of my stream on TikTok. So already, dude, I was getting in that content like mindset.
Your content pill. Wait, can I have a question before? Just a quick pause. Who were you inspired by? Because it's like, I don't think anyone starts content creation of any kind without like some kind of inspo. Were you just like a little Ludbud? Were you a little Ludwig fan?
So I did watch a lot of Ludwig. I watched a lot of, there's a Smash YouTuber called TCNick3. That's how I'll get into that because I actually didn't create my channel immediately. Mm-hmm. I actually kind of always wanted to be a YouTuber. It's weird though, because I never made the channel. But like I watched a lot of Smosh growing up, and they're always a big inspiration.
Crazy. Yeah. But like in terms of streaming though, like who gave you the idea to stream rather than just YouTube?
I guess the only dude, probably no one, but I did watch a lot of Ninjas, and like I was big into Fortnite. So I was aware of like stream, like, you know, Hamlin's, Daquan, Myth, like all the big Fortnite streamers back in the day, Tfue. So like I watched a lot of Fortnite, like I was aware of streaming and like, I was pretty aware like how it worked, but I just like, and I actually, dude, even before I started streaming, I actually said like, I know I'm not going to get viewers because you can't grow on Twitch. So I'm glad I started late because I did a lot of research like beforehand.
Yeah. And that's so smart for anyone out there like grinding streams. I also did that. And let me tell you, if you're just doing solo streaming in 2024, 2025, like, and you want to do this as a, like, you want to do it more than just having fun, like, please don't do that. make a YouTube video, make a TikTok, just do something else on top.
Yeah. Yeah. So I posted my TikTok of like a funny moment of the stream. I got 50 views and I was like, hey, let's go. But then, okay, eventually I kind of like just kept streaming. I streamed Call of Duty, Cold War. I was like, okay, I'm not really going anywhere. I got like maybe 5 viewers. So I started my channel. And I started making like Smash Bros videos. Like it was like challenge videos and like you know, like Smash, but I can't jump, stuff like that. And it did pretty well. I got like 1,000 subscribers, lots of like fans just kind of being myself. And yeah, eventually I was like, yeah, I gotta step out of Smash. So I made a video watching Bluey, a trending like show, and for some reason it just went crazy viral. I got like 50k views and I was like,
what was do you remember how you thought of that idea at all?
Yes, anything actually like- I was like, okay, yeah. Channel's not working out. I'm going to have to go to college and graduate and work at a desk job. Because like, I had an internship the summer before, and I was like, I mean, if I had to, I can do this. The money's okay, but it's boringly, like, it's boring.
Mm.
The only reason I got through is because I could watch One Piece while working.
Yep. Facts.
But like, so I was like, I was scrolling TikTok. I saw the Bluey trending. I was like, I don't know what Bluey is. I looked into it. It's a kid show. I'm like, you know what? What do I have to lose? I'm going to watch it. And I saw it. It did really well. And I was like, all right, now I'm going to make shorts. But I'm not going to make like stupid shorts. I'm going to try to have like shorts that are like self-contained. You know, like just like shorts we see now.
Yeah.
Because like back in the
day as well, that was back, new as fuck.
Yes. Because back in the day, like shorts were only used to promo something. But I'm like, I was like, yeah, I'm going to try, like, you know, actually making some good shorts. And I'm glad I did, man. Because the first short I made was, like, sneaking, going undercover in Discord server as, like, I forgot what it was. Oh, it was, like, an e-girl Discord server. Yeah, and, like, it actually, my first short actually got 10 million views. Like, not immediately, but, like,
that is from the crazy dude.
From the beginning, dude, like I was content filled. Like I don't know, man.
Yeah, those shorts today still hold up pretty good. Like my first shorts sucked, bro. Like mine were literally just stream clips.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not even funny, dude. Anyway,
I truly do think I think the later you start, the more of an edge you have. Like, there's going to be someone who starts his channel next year and they're going to outgrow all of us because it's just you have more tools at your disposal. You have more information at your disposal. Like, yeah. Bro, I started. Bro, imagine like watching the Mr. Beast interview and you're like, OK, let me make my channel now that I know all this rather than like having the channel made. You know, like you're just ahead of the game.
Yeah,
it's almost I hate to say this. This is so cringe. But, like, it's almost like Super Smash Bros. Melee. You know, if you start today with, like, Uncle Punch and all the training shit, it's so much easier than, like, starting back in the day.
And for people who don't know anything about Melee, don't get that analogy, the game is literally came out in, like, 2001. And, like, there's still people who are, like, the game is older than some of the best players in the game right now, which crazy. Insane. Like, the game's like, 20 years old, and there's probably some 16-year-old right now who would be cracked as fucked. Like, be a top 50 player, which is that's just wild. And then there's like Mango who's been playing for that whole time and he's number one.
Yeah, but that's crazy.
I thought I was gonna say something. I was gonna lead somewhere with what we were saying, but now I've just forgotten.
Maybe it was like multi-streaming or YouTube making shorts.
No.
I do think shorts are like, I think shorts are still undervalued. I see a lot of creators saying like, why are you making shorts, man? Like they don't grow your community. That is so, that's so BS. I don't agree with that at all. You just got to make shorts the right way. You can't make shorts tweets. You can't read tweets and expect to have an audience. I mean, even if you did that in a good way, you can't be, you can't be an NPC basically.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Well, if I think right now, this is what I think the shorts timeline has been. So it started off as like YouTube added it and then people just posted like memes or just re-uploaded TikToks. Like it literally would have the TikTok watermark there and that was like every short. Then eventually then people started doing like promos, as you said, like promoting their long forms and stuff. And then eventually it's now at a point where it's AI slop and brain rot field. And then there's just the really good shorts that I think all of us make, to be honest. And I'm not even trying to be like biased.
No,
like,
I agree.
That's literally what the ecosystem is. It's like all this fucking junk. And then there's just like our shorts and like other creators who are also making good stuff.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Still think the brain rot slop outweighs the good short. So if you do make a good short, by the way, that was a crazy upbeat.
I know.
If you do make shorts right now and you actually put effort in there, there's still room to like grow and do well because there's just so much shit out there.
There's this guy. Okay, there's this guy. Not trying to call this guy out at all. In fact, I won't even name drop him. But like, basically, he copied kind of Ryan Trahan's editing style and like started to like review food and restaurants. And
I know who it is.
Yeah. But he eventually.
Like him?
No, I like him. I was going to say, he turned into, like, his own guy, you know? But I feel like everyone learns, like, one way or another. And then someone started to copy him, and now he has his own fan base, too. He, like, wears a suit. You know what I'm talking about?
I know. I don't know the latter guy, but I know
but
who
like,
you're talking
about
who copied. He's similar to Ryan content.
And like, there's nothing. Okay, it's wrong with that if you never change. But, like, you know, there's YouTube is unfortunately has been like kind of solved and there's ways to grow to the top. But I feel like the reason we have done so well is because we are all unique. It's kind of like what Johnny said. We're each like we're our own show.
Mm. Yeah.
And we don't really rely on like anyone else's. Like, I would say none of us are like a diet version of another creator. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if I am.
I don't think any of this is.
Where should we go now with this? By the way, Anna, if you are listening, and you're probably not going to cut this, so fuck you. But cut out any like stuff where I'm like trying to think of like where to take the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
She's so leaving it in, dude. I hate you, Anna.
Anna, if you leave this in, Shadow sucks.
Ooh, crazy.
Nah, I love you, Anna.
Bam, how's zombies? How you doing?
I'm really locked in trying to beat this map, man. it's intense.
Misfire.
I'm getting through it though. This map came out like
what
2 weeks
ago.
I haven't done it yet.
Okay, I'm curious. What are your guys' content goals moving into 2020? Like, what are your New Year's resolutions, guys? We probably should do this with everyone, but them, they're not here. So let's just do us.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, personally. Oh, shoot. Okay, I just heard my house shake. What the?
What?
I don't know.
You mean
I live in Texas, man. There's something weird every day.
Oh, God.
I think personally, my goal. Okay, I'll keep it simple. But, like, basically, I want to pass for the channel at least. Mm-hmm. I want to pass like the views I had the year before, or like the month before from the year before. Like, so in January,
gotcha.
I actually wrote it down. Hold up. Where is this? I have it saved. You know what? I'm going to leak it.
Yeah.
My goal is like last January, I got 62.5 million views and the channel made $9,300. My goal is for this upcoming January, like 2025 January, to beat it in views and money. And I won't lie.
Gotcha.
It's going to be pretty damn hard because October went crazy. I had over 100 million views. So we'll see what happens. But I think it's a good goal.
Okay. What about kind of content you're going to make? to achieve that, and also give me a non-content related goal.
Okay, got you. So I'm just gonna stick with my I think I don't want to sound like super cocky. I think I've gotten my shorts formula down. I'm very happy with the shorts I'm making. Mm-hmm. So I just want to continue that, like 3-4 a week, probably 3-4 if it's like a goofy one. Like, I think by the time this podcast is out, I'll have, you know, the blender animation shorts, like the cloth simulation. I'm doing one as a joke.
Yes, dude.
So like every so often, I'm taking something from CDOT, and I've decided to just have like more fun every so often. Because he has a lot of fun with his shorts. And I think sometimes I used to do that, man, like speaking Chinese randomly in a short. And I've kind of been just playing it safe recently. So I think I'm just going to start to have more fun. Nice. Also, bro, I just cooked you.
Yeah, I got it.
Long form strategy is going to change. I'm just making less but better. And like the filler content will just go on the second channel.
Yeah,
and then hold up. And then wait, yeah, you go.
I was gonna say, I feel like you've been doing weekly long forms for a while now, and as a Pear fan, like I'm actually like outside of just being your friend, I enjoy watching your content, and like I feel like I don't need to see your content every week. Does that make sense? Like in terms of long.
No, forms. I fully like, agree, man. I think
like checking in on the shorts, and then if there's a cool thing in your long forms, then I go see it. That makes sense.
The past couple long forms, I haven't actually been a fan of recently. Like I'll just say it. Like eating Pokemon was okay. Mario Baseball was okay, and then the Fortnite Every Death by Add Something was like okay. Probably that all three won't be stuff I bring into 2025 unless Mario Baseball may have a chance if it's like more post commentary. But like even then, that video did really bad, and I don't know why. I think it's people aren't interested. And then non-content goal, I low-key gained some weight because I was just indoors grinding YouTube. And yeah, I know sometimes you got to make some sacrifices, and I thought it was worth it to grind the channel. But I want to lose that weight this year.
Mm.
Yeah, good. I love that. That's cool. All right, bam.
I want to do. I want to do more of everything. That's pretty much it. Simplified. I want to figure out my format with these shorts.
Yep.
I've had one pop off. I want to like nail that format down and find out what I like to do with that. And just make a lot of them.
Sorry, I'm interrupting you. So your recent short, where like you talk about the cat ears being like a mistake, is that the style you're gonna like go for? Because I actually really like that.
Yeah, I really,
let's go.
Because
so you got your BAM style.
Yeah, because that was the first ever short that I've handed off to an editor, and I was like, okay, this is the style. I actually handed. I linked him one of Pez's shorts as like reference for the vibe, and he nailed it, man. It was like
whose shorts?
Yours. I forget which exact one.
Oh, let's go!
But it was one of yours. I was like, yeah, I want to kind of like have it flow like this, but have it be about my situation, and kind of like include my character kind of similar to how you have yours. And hold on.
See, that's how you do it the right way though, because you can't even like you can barely tell it's inspired from mine because you actually twisted it in a lot of ways.
Mm.
And there's some people that just take my editing style and they just go. And like it works, but will they ever have a fan base? I don't know.
True.
Do
you reckon you started your editing style in a sense? Like, because like obviously you have a lot of editors who work with you, right? Like you have a couple editors who like help you do your shorts. Oh, I don't know. Is that?
Yeah. So
is that
I actually
public information. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah. I have editors.
Okay.
But they're hidden, so they can't be poached. Some of them are hidden. But
yeah. Do you reckon you was it? Okay, this is my question. Was it you actually editing who made the style, or was it more your decisions and informing editors that eventually made the style?
So basically, I've always had like my guy like pop up from the bottom and like just like moving around and stuff. And one day, I actually hired an editor for like to start the whole tier list series. And it was the first ever tier list. And the guy was moving around all over the series. And I was like, hey, I'm a big fan of this. The short did terribly. Fun fact, like first three tier lists bombed, but like I was just committed. So I was like, you know what? I sent that to the other editors, and like I was like, I kind of like me just floating around like in every corner of the screen, you know, instead of just me popping up from the bottom. Because if you go to like my earlier shorts, I'm just like, I'm barely there. I'm just like a... So like in my current shorts, sometimes I'll cut to black. Like I'll just have like a black screen for like effect. In my earlier shorts, instead of a black screen, that's when I would use my mascot. So it was hardly any mascot.
Did you start PNG YouTube shorts? Was that you? Like that?
No, that was called Jelly Bean.
But Jelly Bean, the original.
Yeah, that's like PNG tuber though. Like if you're talking about like, I don't know, because I've always kind of felt like inspired by the Daffy Duck guy who roasted Jelly Bean too, because he was like, if he can do a PNG, so can I.
Yeah.
I don't even know his name. He fell off. Vince.
Yeah.
Please don't roast me. That is. Please don't roast me, dude.
Is that the guy just screams and roasts people? Like, that's all he does?
No, I think that's Vesharami.
Oh, okay.
But, like, what was I saying? Yeah, if you go to my one of like my third or fourth short, it was like, it was actually a plugging a long form. It was like Mr. Beast, if he, Mr. Beast, it was like a ChatGPT gave me a story for a Mr. Beast episode and had like Travis Scott and John Cena. It was so fucking terrible. I don't even think my mascot's in there once, but it has like 12 million views. So Bam. It's like crazy.
Wait, so going back to Bam.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, because what else are your goals? So like you're saying, doing a bit more of everything.
Yeah.
Doing a bit more short, similar-ish.
Across the board.
Yeah, using editors to help you do that.
Mm.
Is there like, what about a non-content goal
for you?
Or something you want to do?
I want a regular workout schedule, and I want to get my sleep in order for once in my entire life. Those are my two IRL goals.
Actual question.
That's a great goal.
Have you ever gone to the gym?
No, I have not. Only like school gym.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I'm not like a gym rat or nothing. I just kind of like...
Dude, I used to be so into the gym. We should get you into the gym, dude.
I don't even know if I'd want to. I'd want to do something in like my own house. Like a home thing. Really bad. I don't know anything.
I strongly recommend going to the gym.
Mm.
But it's not up to you. For me, I have a gym at home.
Yeah.
Like you people see in the back of my videos, there is gym equipment. I don't use that because if I'm home all day making YouTube videos, playing video games as well in my spare time and for videos and for streams, and then I work out in the same area, I actually feel like, I don't know why I'm thinking of this animal, but I feel like I'm a frog.
Right.
Like my brain is a frog.
Mm.
Like I feel like I'm going to die. So like I purposely go to the gym to like, not even to talk to people, just walking
to get out
to the gym gets me outside. Being in a different environment just makes me feel good. I would strongly recommend like just doing something different.
Yeah.
But again, it's up to you. You might hate it and you just love training yourself at home.
Yeah. I have a strong feeling I might hate it, but I will go like one time. Can you do that? Can you just go one time with like a membership or anything?
Yeah, you can usually get like a day pass or a guest pass.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and most gyms give you free trials for the first session anyway.
All right.
So you do like a one day free trial.
That's cool.
You should go with your partner, Anarchy.
Yeah.
And you guys should go together. Yeah, because I think to me, and this is just good advice. This is my gym advice to anyone, especially if you're a bit younger and you don't know much about the gym, you've never worked out before. The worst thing I think you can do is do it just to like be healthier. Like, I think you'll do it once and you'll get bored. I think you want to like gamify it a bit in some way. And I think having like a partner with you, like just a gym partner, like training with you, you can like, if you're a competitive person, you can make it competitive. If you like, you both can work towards the same goal. Like maybe you guys want to do your first pull up and you can like enter that journey together of like trying to do your first pull up. That to me is way more motivating and way more fun. Me and my friend trying to do our first pull up, almost like a YouTube challenge versus like just, I'm going to go to the gym because the doctor said I need to.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to. Anyway, that's my general advice.
Nice.
Make it fun. Make a game of it and like go with someone.
That's a good idea. I'll tell them that.
Yeah.
W.
Anyway, for me, my goals. Yeah, I just got my Roblox second channel. That I'm working on. I actually want to get to the point where I'm doing two long forms a week on that.
Dude, that channel has so much potential, dude. Like, oh my God. I'm so happy for you.
Yeah, I don't know exactly where it's going to go. Like, I might do some offline recordings. I might do it all streams. It might be both. I'm not sure, but I will be focusing on Roblox to start with. And then I want to do all the shorts I'm doing right now, but double the output. So I want to do it daily because right now I'm doing it every second day and that's it. And then go to the gym more as well. It's like I'm going to actually write. I used to represent Australia in powerlifting.
Insane.
That's like holy shit.
I used to go to the gym all the time and I still go to the gym because I'm just addicted to it. And like, I need to go for like my mental health. But like, I haven't been on a program for a year since almost since I've been full-time YouTube. I haven't had a proper like, write myself a program and stuck to a schedule. So that's what I want to do this year.
I used to go all the time when I was in college because we had a nice rec at the college, but it's just been...
Yeah.
And like, dude, like eating habits too. I got to improve that, man. Because like sometimes I'll just be eating at night.
I've recently gone to, you know, like the paid meals, you know, you can like buy like pre-made meals.
Yeah. Like Factor or something like that.
Yeah.
We are not sponsored by the way. But if you guys want to sponsor us, I mean, go ahead.
Yeah, please. Cause I want food. I love food and I hate cooking. That's what I've been doing. That's probably a good thing you can do as well, Pear.
I'm lazy. I'm lazy as dude. So like, it might actually be worth, is it good food though? It's not like freeze dried NASA food.
No, like it's decent. Like you have to eat them within the week or they're going to go off kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It depends. Like, I don't know what company. Me and my girlfriend have recently been trying it out. We've been actually doing a tier list. So we go to a new company. We do it for 1 week. And then each meal we have, we rank it out of 10. We put it on a notepad. And then we're like, was this worth it? So we're currently doing that. So hopefully by the end of like January, we figure out what food company we like. And then we get sponsored and get it for free.
That's hype. That's actually the dream. I don't think people realize.
Yeah.
Bro, because like okay, you know what? Fun topic. What would be y'all's dream sponsorship? Ooh.
Oh my god. I
don't know.
I
have two.
I kinda have mine, to be honest.
Oh, you have Meta.
I have Meta and I have HTC. Those are the two like biggest like VR companies out there, excluding like Valve or something. So,
Valve would be crazy.
Valve has never sponsored anybody, and I doubt they ever will. But
they don't need to.
Nah,
dude.
Okay, so one that's never gonna happen is Diet Coke. If they can give me like a lifetime supply of Diet Coke,
not normal Coke, just Diet Coke, not even Coke Zero.
I don't like Coke Zero, and I actually don't like Coke anymore. It's ruined. Like, I've had so much Diet Coke that it's all Diet Coke to me. Like, Diet Coke is all I want. Second thing, this would be so fucking broken. Getting sponsored by Crunchyroll so I can watch anime on stream.
Oh my god.
Dude, wait, do they actually do that?
Yeah. So there's one of my favorite YouTubers, his name is Gigguk. I don't know if he was sponsored by Crunchyroll or something, or like the anime itself sponsored him, but like he was able to watch a few anime on stream. And that's the fucking dream. Like, if I could be paid to watch Bleach.
To watch One
Piece. Yeah, or like, you know, catch up, finally watch Naruto. Oh my god, dude. Imagine.
Dude, imagine and then, you like, being the only YouTube video where you can watch all of One Piece and do a marathon. And it's the video titles, watching every episode of One Piece.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Toei Animation, bro. If you want to sponsor me, dude, I'll give you the fucking best plug of your life.
Dude, okay, this is mine. I have a crazy one, and I don't know how I would do it, but I want to be sponsored by the UFC.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I like do some kind of like mix of like gaming with like some like UFC fighters, or like me doing like some kind of like Smash boxing type, like either event or me just doing it myself, like doing a professional boxing fight and a gaming tournament at the same time would be really high. But yeah, that'd be mine. I think that'd be really cool. Mm. But I don't know if that's possible.
I know the NFL, like football, they sponsor creators, so it's probably not impossible.
I don't think it's impossible, but like I want a really good idea before I'd work with them as well.
Like how no one said YouTube.
Can you be sponsored by YouTube?
You can.
I think they've given like Mr. Beast money for like, he did like a hide and seek thing for it to be like on YouTube. I don't know. Mm.
I feel like YouTube is not going to sponsor creators as much anymore, is my vibe.
Yeah.
Since the YouTube like streaming contracts, I think that was the point when they realized this is dumb.
Yeah.
Dude, like, did you see the myth like leaked how much he was getting paid by YouTube? He got like $4 million for like 2 years of YouTube exclusivity. And like, I'm pretty sure Blood literally had like 30 viewers. Like,
yeah.
Garrett at the end. Like, he was a pretty big streamer, but at the end, like, he was not trying anymore.
Yeah.
And like, that's reflective in his view count, I feel. What else can we talk about, guys?
Who's the hottest Rumble Pack? No, I'm kidding. it's Johnny.
Absolutely.
No, it's actually, it's C-Dot.
Ooh. This is actually debatable. Guys, don't comment anything. Thank you.
Because it's me. Thank you. Love. Okay.
I got a question.
There you go.
I'll go first, Bundan. Who do you think is gonna be like the most? This is such a weird way to say it. Most explosive. I'll say most improved member of 2025. So like, who is gonna like grow the most percentage wise? You know. Because like, I don't want to be like that guy. I think in 2024 it might have been me, but I don't think it'll be me in 2025 because like, I feel like. I'm finding my place.
But like, do you think, this is the thing though, like you'll be surprised how much changes in like 3 months. Like I feel like you'll find your place in February. Like you'll just be like, oh, that's my thing.
Yeah, that's true. Plus I still feel like creators can have second waves. Like it wouldn't surprise me if Dano has like a second wave where he just blows up again. Because like that's what happened like, to Zach D Films.
Yeah.
Like he was big, but then like out of nowhere, he just started getting massive amounts of views.
Well, he just set everything up. He like slowly figured out a formula that he could like I don't know if you guys at home find this interesting. Like I'm going to get very YouTuber about it, but pretty much he found a format that he could scale where it's like, hey, I can make these animated shorts and everyone finds them interesting regardless of how interesting the story is. Like he used to do only stories and it used to be really interesting stories. Then he now moves to just like a fact and he realized he could just do this Blender 3D animation and just tell you guys one fact and it'll get millions of views. And once he figured that out, he hired like a team of like probably 10 other 3D Blender artists.
Content farm in the Philippines. I don't know. Yeah. That's just a rumor.
maybe something like that. I don't know. But yeah. And then he just farmed it. Like he just like, hey, I can just tell one fact, make it look like this. And I can do that 3 times a week if I have enough people doing it.
No, 3 times a day, dude.
Sorry, a day. Sorry, not a week.
That's
day,
crazy,
yeah.
Man. 3 times a day is crazy.
Ugh, exactly films, man. We should get him on the podcast.
True.
That would be awesome.
That is my dream guest, Zach D. Films.
So how do you do it? Like that would be my first question.
Yeah, dude, 100%.
We should try to get like an actual like celebrity or like CEO. I think Rumble Pack as well. You know what? Maybe the explosive member of Rumble Pack is Rumble Pack itself. You know?
Oh, I hope so, dude.
Like, what if we get like a insane guest? I feel like that would be the catalyst for like all of our stuff blowing up, you know?
Who would it be, though? What, like, celebrity are we going to get on the Rumble Pack podcast?
Do you have any connections? Kamala Harris.
Maybe.
No, I'm kidding.
Maybe.
Kamala Harris at the end of 2025 would be a really... like, just so
what are you doing
from the election.
Yeah. So like, how does it feel to like have no job right now?
Oh my god. I think it'd be really funny. I saw recently, who's the Smosh guy? Tattoo
Anthony?
Smosh guy.
Anthony?
Yeah, he has his own little podcast. And he recently did an episode with people who were just like Vine memes, like viral Vine memes that everyone knew about and like put them all around a table. I feel like it'd be funny to get like, I'm trying to think of a good example. Who's someone who's like a meme, but they only did one thing ever and that was it?
I know someone. He has a, his face, he went viral for the, what is it? So his head looks like a Minecraft dirt block.
Oh, that guy, you know him?
He's in a creator server. I could definitely get him on the pod.
Dude, get that guy on the fucking podcast, man. Oh my god.
No, but I know it. There's another, in the same server, there's another guy who went viral for a meme. It's called like Rowan Do the Thug Shaker. And like it went crazy viral. And then he turned his face around and like it's like he had stupid hair. And that one, that was a one-off. I could get some, we could get like a team
Minecraft
of people.
Minecraft dirt block, dude. Bring him a Rumble back. I want to put him in some shorts. I'll bring him back, dude.
Oh, let's go.
Dude, that's so funny. What the hell? Yeah, like someone like that is really, like obviously Hoktua and like the Rizla and all those people. Like I think they're too big. Even though they're known for like one kind of thing, they're too big already. Like I want those like one-off superstars. Like I wonder how much money, like, Minecraft dirt block guy, how much money do you reckon he made off being the Minecraft dirt block?
Oh, bro, I think less than you think, unfortunately.
That's what I'm saying. Man, that's what I'm saying. Like, I wonder, like, in someone like an OG, do you know the Chocolate Rain singing guy?
Yeah.
I wonder how much money he made for that whole spiel. You know what I mean?
Like, see, that, like, he has like it's probably higher because it's set him up. Like, that set up his career.
It's Tay Zonday's his name, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I tried to get him for my cameo video, but he didn't want to swear. And I was like, you know what? Fair.
Oh.
Because I told him to cuss out Brent Rivera.
You should have. You should have.
You, Brent. Dude, you know what we should do as well? That's a fun Rumble Pack episode. We should do cameo for a week.
Oh, my God. What do we charge? Like,
you just get a random amount? Rumble Pack member. Sorry,
we charge like minimum amount and just see how many we get.
Yeah, no. I thought you were saying like get a friend or something to replace us for a pot in the podcast for like a week.
No.
I'm saying we go on Cameo, we make a Rumble Pack account, and we fulfill a request for just 1 week, and make a video about it. And we can react. Oh, we don't show any of us, so we just like people just do it at random, and then we all react to it together at the end of the week so we can see what everyone's cameos was like.
I've debated opening my cameo because I know Kreecraft has one. I don't know how much he makes, but like for me it would be so easy, dude, because I have my PNG.
Yeah, you're just sitting there in your
You know what, I might open this soon with holidays coming up.
What would be your role? What won't you say?
I mean, like, I don't want to say, like, I can't say that.
Okay, don't put this. cut that whole thing.
I have my limits.
Just censor out what he said, Anna. Yeah. Just one big censor bleep. One big censor bleep.
Should we end the podcast here, guys? What do you want to do?
We can't end it on that.
Is this even a podcast episode?
I think we
can't end on that.
I don't know where to go with this, man.
You know why? It's because we're all locked in. Because we're just gaming.
How close are you to finishing your map, dude?
I'm not close at all. I thought I could speedrun this. It is not going well. And plus, it's only been 50 minutes. So we still got time. I still got time.
You're only on wave 13?
Yeah, I'm doing the Easter egg. I'm doing like a thousand steps around. I'm about to set myself on fire and run at a million miles an hour. You want to see?
Yeah.
What?
Whee! Yes. Here we go.
What has happened to Call of Duty Zombies, man? Right? Like, what is happening?
Dude, I think the last Easter egg I've done was Black Ops 3 to Rise and Rock.
Dude, so, it's classic. This was kind of similar.
I am a Call of Duty kid, right? But like, can someone give me the the Easter egg lore? Like, to me,
that's a whole episode.
Let me explain what I'm asking. So, when I remembered Call of Duty, right, zombies, it's just like playing zombies. And then what I remember as an Easter egg, it's just like a little, like almost cameo bit. Like you would see a little Freddy Fazbear in the corner, and you'd be like, "Oh, that's a cool Easter egg." But now, a Call of Duty zombies Easter egg is like a fucking story.
It is, yeah.
So like, when did it change? When did it go from little Freddy Fazbear?
I think Black Ops 2, right?
No, Black Ops 1. Black Ops 1 Ascension. That was the first ever proper Easter egg. So that was the first DLC.
Was it even
map.
An Easter egg? Like,
yeah,
it was.
It was like a whole quest, and you do like a bunch of thing, and you hear a guy speak on a radio and stuff. Whole thing.
Yeah.
So it's like it got way more complicated towards Black Ops 3. That's where like the complexity peaked, I think. Nah, I don't know. Like, I don't know the story of this game at all. But yeah, dude, Easter eggs have been around almost as long as the game. It's just like I think you play Kena the most, Bundan, right? Probably.
Yeah,
that was like the one map in Black Ops 1 that didn't have an Easter egg.
I was gonna say because in Kino you can get those three meteorites and it plays that rock song. Yeah,
that's.
I always thought that was. Yeah. So was that the Easter egg or that's just not an Easter egg?
That's a normal Easter egg in every other video game.
That would be a side Easter egg. That's what we call them nowadays.
A what?
Is there an Easter egg in the Pentagon map?
That's a side Easter egg?
Oh, there isn't actually. Yeah, side Easter egg. Like a little Easter egg that's not the main one.
That's just a normal, that's what an Easter egg is. It's little.
Nah, different. It's different in
this game
specifically.
You guys are going for a full-on f***ing hunt now. It's like you've made event Easter in the game.
I think it's hype. Anyway. I love it. It's my favorite game.
I think it's cool.
I like it, but then it gets to a point where like you can't even remember all the f***ing steps.
I mean, yeah.
Like, if you asked me to do the Origins Easter egg, I would be like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, for this game, they've added a directed mode. So I think it's like after
I'm pulling my melee game.
Right.
So now it's just, here's a mission.
Well, no.
When they directed mode, they're like, hey, go here. Yeah,
but,
that's what you're saying.
But
that is not a fucking Easter egg.
This is the mission we're doing. But it unlocks like after a whole season of the map being out. So for that whole season that it's initially out, people have to go like find it and hunt it. And then after that, you can like walk someone through it easy because they're the steps. That's like the way they've like band-aided over that problem that people had. It was too complicated. I think it's fine.
Okay, what's the greatest map of all time?
In zombies?
And it's not Transit, so don't say Transit.
Transit is a classic. It's not the best. I gotta think. There's a lot. I don't know if I could pick one. I have like several favorites.
Okay, give me your top three.
Moon from Black Ops 1. Zetsuba from Black Ops 3, which is a hot take. And
is that the temple one?
Zetsuba is the one on the island and there's like plants everywhere.
I don't remember that one.
I'm trying to think of my third favorite. Oh god, there's so many good ones.
For me, Horizon Rock is up there.
That's like, yeah, that's what is it? A lot of people's favorites is Dizen.
I just know fucking Kino, man. Yeah.
I know Origins. Or I remember doing Origins with my friends. That was pretty fun. Mm. But
have they remade Kena before?
They have, yeah.
Surely, right?
In Black Ops 3, yeah, they did.
A million times?
No, only once. Well, twice technically. It's like part of Kena's in another map called Revelations.
So Black Ops 3 has Kena, but like there's still no Easter egg. It's just the...
Yeah. Still just regular map. I think there's like stuff...
If Black Ops 6 added Kena, I would get it. What about Horizon Rock?
This map that I'm playing on right now is pretty much Dies and Dragons, but instead of bows, there's like swords.
Guys, I'm so sorry if you don't know anything about Call of Duty Zombies, but trust me,
dude, I love this. Is important. I love yapping about this. This is like my area of expertise that isn't VR.
That's so funny. So this would be like your corner of the internet.
Pretty much, yeah. This is like where I spent my
That's
time
so
online.
Funny. Like, dude, I feel like all of us have like a weird Venn diagram because like... Like I love zombies and I actually grew up with zombies too. Like I know a little bit and like I know like the gobble gum and the cola and like I played a lot of it. But like
gobble gum?
yeah, from Black Ops 3.
Yeah.
Like I'm a big fan of zombies. But like I would say like
in nuts, man. What the f*** is that?
Like a Venn diagram. Like he's more into I'm more into Smash than Bam, but I'm also into zombies. And like, by that, Bundan probably is more Smash than anyone here. But like, you're also, you're into COD too, but like the multiplayer, yeah. It's just weird. It's so cool that like everyone's themselves, man. Like everyone is themselves. It's so cool.
True.
I like learning more about you.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And then you're Genshin and I'm RuneScape. What's your version of that, Bam? What's your MMR?
Don't say I'm Genshin, bro. I played Genshin. I don't enjoy Genshin. I mean, kind of, but like, it's not.
How many hours have you played Genshin?
Maybe like 350. I mean, nothing crazy.
I guess, okay, how about your persona? Is that better?
Yeah. I think like, if you just say like maybe JRPG.
FF7 persona. JRPG, okay.
Mm.
Or even Pokemon. I think I know the most Pokemon out of everyone in the fucking Rumble Pack. I can guarantee that. Play a Pokemon cry, I will guess who the cry is.
Right now, Pokemon Showdown.
Okay.
Ooh.
Let's do it.
Before this podcast ends.
I'm trying to think what my MMO
are we doing random? Let's just do random.
Yeah. Right.
I honestly don't know. I know I've played it. Like, I played like RuneScape old school way back in the day.
Yes.
But I'm sure I've played another MMO.
But that's
MMO.
It?
No, yeah, I'm trying to think of what I've played.
What's your non-FPS VR genre game that you would play?
A non-FPS VR genre. Oh, my God.
It's like not FPS and not a VR game.
Oh, right. I got to think. I mean, Marvel's is third person.
I'm in. What are we doing? Are we doing random? Just random? Random singles, random doubles. What are we doing?
Let's do random singles. I gotta pick a name.
I will share my screen so Bam can watch us. I know he's gonna. Are you gonna do the? He's probably gonna do the Easter egg.
Okay,
I'm trying.
I've taken the name Zach D Films.
Okay, dude, you're so f***ed.
Oh my God, it's so loud.
Oh my God.
Okay. All right, God of War, dude. You got someone. You're lucky, man. I wish God of War was on my team. Ooh.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Calm mind cringe. Just know everyone who's... We should talk about something while we're playing this, by the way. What's the final thing we should talk about?
I need to mute this. This is so loud.
Wait. I don't want to terastalize. The f*** does that mean? No way.
Ooh,
you
did it.
You swap out, dude. What can we talk about? Let's talk about something New Year's resolutionary. Oh, let's. Why don't we talk? Should we talk about... Oh, I'm locked in now. What the f*** is a Melotta?
We're locked in, dude.
I never know what psychic week to, Bam? Do you know?
I have no clue. I am of no help here.
Psychic?
Oh, come on, I was smart.
All right, let's see what happens. Let's see if I cook here.
I don't know what this does. I'm just going to do it.
Oh, that was pretty good.
Was it?
Yeah, it's like substitute.
Oh, and I can switch now.
But you lost 50% of your health. I don't know. If this misses, shit.
Dude, I'm doing some smart stuff right now. What the fuck are we talking about, guys? What are we doing?
We might just cut this.
Guys, look.
It's because we're locked in.
Me and Baron are playing Pokemon.
Yeah.
We're all locked in playing games. I think we just end the podcast here.
We're having fun. We'll show who wins at the end.
Hell yeah.
Okay. All right, let me actually lock in now. Okay.
You got wait. Wait.
You're so cooked. You're so cooked.
Do you want to like have? Do you want to have like Pokemon battle music here? And then Anna like just cuts up this last little bit as like a treat for the people getting to the end of the episode.
Yeah.
All right. You gotta act. So you gotta be really intense. Act really like this means a lot to you guys. This battle.
Yeah. Well, it does. Cause he's a fucking shrimp right now. He's a piece of sushi killing me. He's this guy's actually piece of sushi.
I use rapid spin to get rid of the spikes too, man. You don't know, man.
What is that? Okay, what about this? Eat my thunderous.
Your cam is picked up, by the way.
Mine?
Well, is OBS recording the whole game or no?
Oh my god.
Well, it's okay. I have mine. It's fine.
Okay. Dude, I don't know what to do, dude. I think I lose. Why does that have fucking Draco or Meteor? It's a sushi.
It's a dragon type, dude.
It's a fucking sushi. Come on, baby. Watch this, dude. You'll never see it coming. Persona music play. Oh, you rat.
Wait, oh, sh.
All right, I gotta swap out. Jokes.
This is scary, not gonna lie. Bro, wait, okay, you don't know Pokemon. You don't know Pokemon. You're fake, dude.
Dude,
that's a normal type.
what? Oh, shit.
Can I sweep? Bro, don't let me sweep, dude. Don't let me sweep.
Wait, you haven't killed one Pokemon yet?
You haven't, dude.
Come on, Espeon, what's my speed? He has to swap out. He's swapping out here, for sure.
Come on, Zach D Films.
I don't know.
I have the fucking choice specs now. What?
What does choice spec even do?
You just made me stronger. You just made me stronger, bro. You just made me stronger. What are you doing?
I don't know.
Lord. The choice specs is like I get 50% more damage, but I can only use one move. Ah, dude, you're cooked, man. Don't get swept.
I'm actually.
Oh, you knocked it off. Ooh.
Oh, what?
That
is so dog, man.
I failed. Oh, because you're. Yeah, because you're burned. I'm stupid.
He wants to wipe so bad, he has to swap. Regenerator. Oh, I'm such an idiot. I'm so fucking... I called it too, man.
Oh, my. It's because you're burned. You do less damage when you're burned. I'm about to sweep!
Who's fast? Surely this chick's fast. Let's
Yeah, bro. It's over. I'm sorry.
Yes!
All right, dude. It's all that matters, man.
This is so dumb. Okay. Oh, shit.
Bro, I missed. Imagine I just missed all my moves.
Oh, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I hope you miss. Please miss. Please miss. Please miss.
It's over, dude. I'm the Pokemon guy. It's okay, bro. You're the Smash guy.
My competitive brain wants a rematch so bad. Run it back.
Best of three.
One more.
Best of three.
Oh my.
Just one more.
All right. On pod.
So this is the one that counts now because now you can see what I'm doing. Okay, I'm ready, dude. Let's go.
All right, I'm ready too. One shot. Let's go.
What the
Bro, you're supposed to switch there. Reggie Ice is like a...
Fuck it, dude. Come on. Wait, actually?
Okay.
Okay.
But I think
okay.
I'm a...
Yeah. Oh, shit. He's setting up. You got a big fucking dude. No!
Let's go!
Oh. Shit, dude.
Oh, I can't do that. I can't. I don't know this Pokemon. Who is this Pokemon? I'm dead. You got me.
Yes, yes. Why is my attack going up?
Because I hit you with Whirlwind, and I think you have an ability that makes your attack rise when I hit you with like a wind
rider. Move.
Yeah.
Dude, Bramblegast is going into my hear me out. Bramblegast is in my hear me out. Top five.
Come on, Yen Mega. You got this, buddy.
Dude, I think. Whoa, dude, I'm getting so unlucky, bro.
Bro, you're not supposed to power whip there.
Why?
Because I'm a bug flying. That's in quarter damage.
It missed anyway.
Right. Bro, you gotta know the typings, man.
How about that, dude? You're getting faster, but you're gonna have to switch out now.
Do I?
Fuck this game, man. This is such a dog game. This is such a dog game.
Pokemon, bro. What do you mean?
Dude, this... Oh, it's the M-Mega, dude.
Please just tank. Your speed's going up! We don't even need more speed! I don't know what to do!
You got two more Pokemon, bro. You have a chance.
I've made a fucking Glamora, dude.
Rock poison. Bro, this is four times weak to ground. What are you doing?
You'll see. So is yours a ground type now?
Yes. Ah, that was smart. Critical. What are you doing?
That's it. It's a simple game of maths, dude. Now?
Alright, now that you're grass type, I won. I'm gonna sweep your last two Pokemon. Yeah, Mega, dude. Yeah, Mega's going in my... Yeah, Mega's going on my hear me out cake.
Oh, shit, dude.
Bro, GG's, man. It's over.
I got one Pokemon, but you don't know what it is, do you?
I don't. It could be like Groudon or something. Ooh, what the...
Dude, I lost... half my health would just existing.
It's over, dude. I'm sorry. Unless you gotta focus. No, you don't have to focus, Ash, because of the rocks. It's over, man. There's nothing you can do. I won.
What is ground even weak to? Is it grass?
Grass, ice. Doesn't matter, though.
Yeah, Mega, dude. Dude, run it back. Give me another one.
Bro!
First of three.
Oh my god. Guys, I'm so sorry. Anna, you're going to have to edit all this.
Anna, just trust me. It's worth it. Give me one more round.
I'm thoroughly entertained, so
okay.
I'm sure everyone else at home will be.
Okay. Yeah. Nice. I've come than you do with my web.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Leftovers? Oh, shit. I'm Googling something.
What are you Googling?
They can't Google things in the Pokemon anime. What are you doing, man?
I don't care. I'll still beat him. are you looking? What is Dark Weak to?
What can
Fairy?
What can Dark type not affect?
Dark type can hit everything. But it, like Steel would resist it.
What?
That's my ability, bro. It's so fucking over, dude.
What? Yes! Oh my god!
Ooh.
The opening we all needed, dude. Nice. I actually end the podcast.
No, after this one.
After this one? Guys, I don't mean to add anything to this, but I'm getting relatively close to beating the map.
Your thing is so strong now.
You're so cooked, man.
Please!
You're so fucking cooked. I don't think you have any idea, bro. You're so fucking cooked.
This game is fucking hard, dude. No wonder it's a dying IP.
That's true. You know what? You're not wrong.
Dude, I'm getting beat up with a guy with saggy pants. And bro, there's nothing I can do to stop it.
Every Pokemon has a strategy. You gotta realize that.
Dude, I'm doing...
I think it's over, bro. Bro, I don't think you realize, like, this set is actually, what they gave me is crazy.
I don't know. What are you weak to? Steel. That's it. Anything
I'm
else?
I'm weak to fairy and flying. I'm double weak to fairy.
I had a fairy move and it's dead now. What the f*** can this thing do to you, man? Oh!
You did it!
Oh my god.
Arachnid! Yes! Oh, dude, I'm giving this thing back shots tonight, man.
Huh? Yo, it's a spider!
Oh, f***. Okay.
Don't use that. Don't use Focus Blast, dude. I'm a ghost type.
I know. I'm good here.
I'm sorry, man. Oh, fuck. Wait.
Oh, sh**, dude.
You're so cooked, bro. You don't realize.
What is Mimikyu weak to? His only weakness is steel?
Nah, steel, ghost, dark, poison.
No, dark's not super effective. I just you hit with
it. Oh yeah, it's not dark. Yeah, you're right. Because I'm fairy. Poison, steel, ghost.
Oh,
alright, bro, bring out your spider. Let's just one hit KO this guy.
Why is this spider is meant to be Zorak? But I click Zorak, but it's f***ing glitched.
What?
Dude, you don't know Pokemon! You don't know Pokemon!
Wait, I'm actually confused.
I think it's glitched. I think I have a glitched Pokemon, dude.
What do I do? Alright, there's no way you f***ing live this.
Normal. Oh, sh**.
Oh, it's that Zorark. What the f***?
Oh, see, I don't know what the hell is happening. So I'm getting back shots to this. No!
Immune. Oh, I don't know Pokemon either. That's a ghost.
Okay.
You have a ground type? A psychic type move? I think you're cooked. I don't know who your last Pokemon is. Oh, it's this guy. All right, 4 for 4. I'm kidding, bro.
Please. Take it.
I just died.
Oh, you what?
I just died. Runs over.
You died?
Yeah.
I'm tired of this, bro. Get the shit out of here.
What the f*** is that? What? Okay.
Is that, I thought this was a water type. Oh, it's a dark poison. Oh.
Okay. What? Oh! What?
GG's.
What?
It hits five times, bro.
I tried to write, f*** you, don't let me in the chat. Alright. Perry is the Pokemon guy. Subscribe to Rumble Pack.
Subscribe to Rumble Pack so Bundan, I'll train Bundan.
I lost three times in a row.